The Florida weather was markedly different than Indiana weather, and Deacon was sure, at this moment, he liked Indiana better. Maybe the fact he was wearing a long-sleeved black t-shirt, camouflage pants, desert boots, the same as he'd worn as a SEAL, made it seem hotter than it was. But he swore it was cooler in Afghanistan. The communication unit in his ear crackled just before Falcon Montgomery's voice was heard.
Deek, I'm in front of the apartment complex's main door.
Roger, I'm directly behind it. I have eyes on the back door.
Diego, are you in position?
Falcon asked. Roger, I'm in a tree just above and to the right of Deacon.
Deacon resisted the urge to look up. It'd likely be hard to see him in the tree anyway. Diego was that good at recon. They all were.
Taking a deep breath, Deacon told his team members, "Hold until we see someone walk out."
He recalled his blurred, incomplete image of a younger woman with reddish hair. Diego responded,
"Redhead, Roger."
The door to the apartment complex opened, and out walked a young woman and a child that looked to be about 2 years old.
"Is that reddish hair? You trying to be a pain in the ass, Falcon?"
he chuckled.
"Not trying, but I'm sweating my ass off out here."
Deacon shook his head.
"You're getting soft, man."
"Fuck off," Diego chuckled.
"Kind of nice up here in the tree."
Falcon's exasperated sigh was magnified through the comm units, and Deacon chuckled lightly to himself.
"Door," Falcon said.
"Forget it, bald man. Can't tell if his hair was reddish when he had it."
Diego laughed and Deacon shook his head.
"Both of you fuck off already."
He heard both of them laugh through the comm units and inhaled to keep his thoughts to himself. They'd been working this case for months now. It was wearing on all of them. A car pulled into the back lot and Deacon pushed himself back into the seat of the rental he sat in. Trying not to look suspicious, he had his phone in front of him, the camera at the ready. The driver of the car sat for a few moments before the door opened. A blonde woman stepped out of the driver's side and unlocked the back door. His interest was divided between watching the door and watching her. Even though the hair color didn't match up, she was beautiful. Long blonde hair flowing in the light humid breeze that blew from the south. She pulled a bag of what looked to be groceries from the back seat. Then the passenger door opened and a slender woman of medium height stepped from the vehicle, holding a fast food bag and a tray with two drinks tucked into the cup holders. Her face was clean and fresh, and she looked to be in her early 20s. But what was most interesting about her was that her hair was brownish red. He snapped a few pictures of her, then sent them to the server at Raptor to be compared with a photo he had of Beck Ben. Exiting his rental, he looked at the ground as he said to his teammates, "I have a redhead I'm following into the back door. Falcon, come in the front door and we'll follow from afar."
"Roger."
He heard Falcon stand and his breathing grew more rugged the faster he moved. Deacon arrived at the back door just before it closed, wedging his fingers in the gap just before it latched. He watched the two women ahead of him stop at the bank of mailboxes and check their mail. They chattered about nonsense, some sale at Publix. The blonde bought some new clothes. The redhead needed to buy tires for her car. Neither seemed too concerned that he was in the building with them. Up ahead of him, Falcon walked toward him. The sunglasses shielded his eye movement, but Deacon knew he was watching the women. Both women then stepped past him, and he walked to the bank of mailboxes as if he were checking for his mail. But he looked at the mailboxes the women had checked, 42E and 42C. The names on the mailboxes were smudged and unreadable, and he knew from experience that many women who lived alone did that on purpose, so they weren't so easy to find. He turned to the elevators and checked the keypad. Falcon and the two women were gone. The keypad showed five floors in the complex, and they were labeled as such. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. He whispered,
"Fourth floor, 42E and C."
It took some time for the elevator to come down, but it soon did, and Falcon appeared in the elevator looking straight ahead. He stepped out and nodded to Deacon, then headed to the back door. Deacon turned and walked alongside him. Neither said a word until they were outside.